Unofficial Millers.co.uk.
Hello, Laura.
Hello.
Where are you?
I'm just outside Radio 1 at the moment.
And please describe for us what you look like today.
I've got a Santa costume on.
Now, I know you're just outside, aren't you? But anyone giving you any strange looks yet?
Not at the moment. Just people kind of smiling, really.
Now, the reason that Laura has dressed up as Father Christmas today is because we have a theory that we want to test. Basically, we think you'll be able to get away with pretty much anything if you're Santa Claus.
Anything at all?
Yeah. Do you remember we found out before that you could, in fact, do anything if you're dressed as a nun? What did we get you to do then, Laura?
I had to borrow some cigarettes from a shop. I had to go to a girly bar.
Oh, yeah?
And I got to see a man's todger in the toilet. Oh, no, that was when
I was a nun. That was as a nun. You didn't do that as a nun. Then you were dressed as a man when you saw the todger, not as a nun.
Oh, it's all a blur to me, Chappers.
Didn't we put you in a taxi and ask for the fare for free?
Oh, because I'd left my purse in my other habit.
That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it was true. You could do anything as a nun.
Yes.
And I think the same will be true now you're dressed as Santa.
Right.
I'd like you to try it out now for me, if you could. Just maybe insult someone on the street.
Okay.
Who can you see?
I can see a guy that looks a bit like Phil Mitchell.
Off EastEnders?
Off of EastEnders.
So this guy looks quite scary, yeah?
Yeah,
he does. And normally in London, if you insulted someone, they would kick your head in.
Yeah, particularly if they look like Phil Mitchell, I would have thought, because he looks hard.
But if you're dressed as Santa, maybe that might not be the case. Let's try it out.
Well, let's see,
let's
shall we?
Let's see.
Okay.
Nice knowing you, Laura.
Maybe some more insults now, Laura.
Okay. Oi, Baldy! Want some more hair for Christmas?
What did he do?
He just laughed and says, Happy Christmas.
See, that wouldn't normally happen, would
no.
it?
No.
See, Santa can get away with anything. If you shouted Baldy to someone on the street, they'd lamp you one.
You'd get a hit.
Yeah. Amazing. All right, stay there, Laura. We'll have more tasks for you in a minute, all right?
Okay.
So Laura's back out on the streets again, this time dressed as Father Christmas. Hi, Laura.
Ho, ho, ho.
Basically, this is another one of our experiments. I think that you probably can get away with pretty much anything if you are Santa Claus. Mm. I reckon he could do anything.
Yeah, but not if they see my hands, though.
Why?
Because I've just had a manicure and I look like a camp Santa.
Yeah, but Father Christmas likes to take care of himself at this time of year. Especially he's delivering all those presents. He's got to look after his hands.
All right, then.
Right.
Everyone loves Santa, don't they? And that's why Laura is wearing a full Father Christmas costume. Now, are you near that pub, Laura?
Yes, I am.
Okay, I'd like you to go into the pub, please.
Okay. There's some lovely decorations outside. Oh, I'm just going in now. It's hard to get up the step when your belly's as big as mine.
Yeah, we've got extra padding for it.
Oh, right, I did wonder.
Right, I'm inside now.
Okay.
Merry Christmas. You all right? I was just wondering, would I be able to get a drink? Are you not going to serve me?
No.
Just a little toddy for Father Christmas.
No.
A little toddy?
No.
Why?
But why not? Because it's Christmas!
And you're Father Christmas.
And I'm Father Christmas.
I can see that, yeah.
Do you like it? Well,
give me a drink then. Get a bit abusive.
Can I have a drink then, please?
No.
Are you joking?
No.
She's not having it.
Why?
I don't know.
Is she expecting you to pay?
Sorry, what did she say?
Try the next one down.
Try the next one down?
Yeah.
Try the next pub down.
Yeah.
I think you should tell her you won't be coming down her chimney if she continues with that attitude.
Say that Father Christmas won't bring you any presents if you don't give her a drink.
Father Christmas won't bring you any presents if you don't give me a drink. You're definitely on my naughty list.
I can't get her.
Is it because I'm going to be driving my sleigh and you don't want me to be under the influence?
Yeah.
Is that it?
Will they give you a soft drink then?
What about a free soft drink?
No.
But I'm Father Christmas.
Just tell them you've left your wallet in your sleigh. It's not much to ask.
I've left my wallet in my sleigh.
Oh dear, never mind. Don't find your reindeer.
Oh, she's hard, she is.
That's an insult, isn't it?
Yeah.
Is there anybody sat at the bar who might buy you a drink?
I'll go over here. Merry Christmas.
I'm not having my theory blown out of the water.
I was just wondering, would you like to buy Santa Claus a drink? Seeing as though it's Christmas and I'm Father Christmas. No?
No, not what?
Any reason why?
Where's that Christmas spirit?
You don't believe that I'm the real one?
I don't believe in Father Christmas anyway.
I've got a lot of work to do on Christmas Eve and you four are all on my naughty list. Don't expect any presents from me.
Sorry, love, you're going to have to leave now because you're going to pester my customers otherwise, all right?
But I'm Father Christmas.
I know you are, but never mind.
Merry Christmas, everyone!
Promise!
Now, most importantly, Laura, are they going to recognise you? Because we drink in there quite regularly.
I spend a lot of money in that pub every Friday night, and they won't even buy my friend Santa a drink.
And we don't want us all barred.
So, Santa's been barred from the pub nearest to Radio 1. Brilliant. That really helps. What are we going to do now? All right, Laura, we'll speak to you again in a minute.
Wake up, Mr. Webb! Mr. Webb!
She has no shame, that Laura, says one of these texts. You're dead right. I want her as my girlfriend. She'll do anything. From Scott in Cheltenham. Laura's a legend, from Steve in Broughton. If you want to see a picture of Laura dressed as Santa, taken shortly before she just got chucked out of that pub, go online to bbc.co.uk/radio1. The picture's up there now on my pages. Hi, Laura.
Merry Christmas to you, Scott.
Merry Christmas. I can't believe that last lady.
I know.
Where's her Christmas spirit? Yeah. The idea of this is to see if you can get away with anything if you are actual Santa Claus. So far, a scary-looking Phil Mitchell lookalike has failed to beat you up for calling him Baldy, so that worked.
That was good.
Then we sent you to the pub to get free drinks. That didn't work at all.
No.
Now, I want you to go into the garage over the road from that pub that you were in, please.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
You know the one I mean? Right opposite? Mm.
Yep. Okay.
Right, go into the shop and tell me what happens.
Right, okay.
Right, go on the right-hand side in that garage.
Yeah.
Have a look at some of those magazines. If you look up, Laura.
I found one called Jugs.
Yes.
Is that about pottery?
Yep.
Right, so which one are you going to get?
Do you want a magazine or a DVD?
Do you want DVD or magazine, Shepherds?
I'd go for the magazine, Laura.
Magazine, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, tell us which one you're going to get.
I want to go for the one that's called Sweet Cheeks.
Sweet Cheeks, okay, that's nice.
Right.
Or do you want Jugs instead?
No, I quite like the sound of Sweet Cheeks. So if you could take it to the counter and explain that you're Father Christmas and that you've left your wallet in the sleigh and ask if you can bring the money in a bit later on. And if they say no, then tell them that you're Father Christmas.
Can I take this? I've left my money in my sleigh. Can I take this now and come back and give you money in about 10 minutes? No. Honestly, it'll just be 10 minutes, I'll come back.
You're Father Christmas.
I'm Father Christmas. Do you want to serve this man and think about it?
No, we don't think about it.
You're taking it away.
What, Sweet Cheeks?
You keep it over there.
Yeah.
But 10 minutes, I'll come back.
Keep it inside. You'll come back.
He's taken Sweet Cheeks off you and put it in his own possession to keep it safe for you.
Not even to Father Christmas?
No, they don't trust no one here.
Really?
No.
But I'm Father Christmas.
I know you are, but they don't believe in Father Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.
Was that another customer, yeah?
Yeah, I've just left the shop.
So you left Sweet Cheeks behind, have you?
He took it off me and put it behind the counter.
Yeah, I bet he did.
Right, one more task for Laura in a second. It's not going too well, really. Laura?
Hello.
So your task was to see if people would treat you differently if you were dressed as Santa Claus.
Yeah.
What do we think the verdict is?
I failed.
Yeah.
Oh.
You did good, but they weren't having any of it.
At least I got fags when I was a nun.
That's true. You got away with a lot more as a nun.
I know.
I'm just disappointed by the lack of Christmas cheer in London, you know?
I know. But then there are a lot of people pretending to be the actual Father Christmas at the moment.
Yeah. I'm just a bit disappointed, that's all. Well done anyway, though. Come back.
Thank you.
Many of the texters want to know how I knew exactly the whereabouts and location of those magazines in that garage.
Well, I wondered that as well, because I never knew that garage was there and had those publications.
I just go in there a lot, that's all.
Yeah.
And Here's an early breakfast. It's the only place open.